Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. Welcome back to the most listened to program in all of the Sand Hills. It's time once again for Mornings with the Leader Man. I am Steve Leader Adams along with Stephen Woodward this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leader Man. Great to be back with you on another frenzied Friday.
Don't forget, of course, we're being heard around the world on a live audio stream. That's coming your way from our website at talk973.com or talk1041.com or weeb990.com. Upper right-hand corner of every page has an icon that says On the Air, Listen Live. Click that once, you're listening that quick. If you have any issues, go to the bottom of the page and play the play button down there, and that should solve everything. Weather-wise for us today here in the Sand Hills area, partly cloudy. It's going to be the best day of the week, 66. Tonight, clear, 33. Saturday and Sunday, sunshine both days with highs around 56. Monday, partly cloudy, 56. Tuesday, sunny and 54. And Wednesday, sunny and 56. So we've got a good spell coming up here. Right now around the Sand Hills, winds are calm, pressure 29.94, 2.39. Humidity 83%. It is sunny and 44 degrees currently here at Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. It is 8:32, 32 past the hour on this Friday morning. Yesterday, for some reason, when I signed off, I said, have a great weekend. I'll see you back on Monday. Well, somebody called up and said, was today's show on tape? I said, no, I didn't record it. And he says, well, they kept saying Friday. And I said, she said, it's not Friday. I said, it's not Friday. And anyway, long story short, I got corrected. All right. In the studio with us this morning is a voice you're probably familiar with, and that is Sharon Wright, Dr. Sharon Wright of Seven Lakes Chiropractic. Now, Seven Lakes Chiropractic has merged with another facility, and they're now called Pinecone Medical Center, and that's located over there on the street across the street from the main post office in Pinehurst. And there they offer a lot of services. Not all of them will be for you, but some of them might be. And the whole idea is to get pain to stop. Now, we've heard a lot of information about regenerative medicine. It's making a lot of news these days, and that's basically taking parts of your blood and other things and reprocessing them and putting them back in the joints so that they quit hurting. And that's the whole idea of this. It's called a PRP injection. Have I said anything wrong yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
But there's still time.
Yeah. I got 25 minutes to really screw this up.
No.
All right, Doc, what is it about regenerative medicine and that is so popular these days and what falsehoods that the public perceives in some cases?
Well, it's a natural approach to healing the body and helping with pain. You mentioned the PRP, that is enriched plasma. And you also mentioned that basically what we do is we draw the blood, we spin it down in a special tube, and then we separate it, and the serum, which is the plasma, is pulled in a syringe. And like if you have knee pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, back pain, that can be injected into that area, and it helps the healing and it helps the pain go away. And
it's kind of like steroids, except it's your natural product and it doesn't Well, and then pour into the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole idea, is to a natural approach. We don't do any steroids. Everything's natural. We do some trigger point injections with lidocaine and Serapin, and it's the Serapin is like a natural plant base that can help reduce pain, nerve pain, and relax those muscles that are in spasm. That puts a lot of pressure on those joints. So does that help you understand better?
A little bit.
Okay.
Let's put this way down into layman's terms.
Okay. All right.
When I, let's say I got bad knee pain and I come in there,
mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to me?
Okay, so if you come in as a new patient to be evaluated to see if you're a good candidate for this process, you'll be evaluated, an exam of the area of complaint, x-rays of that area, and then we'll decide, once we get the x-rays back, we'll evaluate the information that we have on the patient. And then the following morning, we'll have like a team meeting approach, because we have a medical provider, a nurse practitioner, a doctor of nurse practitioner, and a chiropractor, that would be me, and a case manager. And we go over each case, and we decide, is this something that we can help? And then if we feel like we can help this person, then what is the process? What are we going to do? We may do, like I said, some trigger point injections, but again, all natural, plant-based. We may do the enriched plasma, which is the PRP. That's basically taking your blood, spinning it down, and using that serum to help heal yourself. And we make sure that is your serum. Yeah. It doesn't belong to anybody else. That's always a question some patients might would ask. And then some of the other services that we might would do along with it would be definitely chiropractic adjustments, and then rehab, doing some stretching. We may do some pressure wave to repair that tissue. Since I said repair tissue, if it's a tear, we could possibly repair it. If it's completely torn in two, then that's definitely a surgery case. So this whole integrated model is an option, alternative option for people before, going down the road of surgery, because that's always a last resort. So does that help?
Yeah, and it's never any fun, so.
Right. One other thing I'll say that we also do once we start treatment, we use an ultrasound guided unit to make sure that we are placing those injections in the correct place.
Yeah. So. You have anything, Stephen, you want to ask?
It's very interesting that you would be in today, because I was listening to a podcast earlier this week, mm-hmm. and the podcast host was lamenting this individual who whose name is not important and that I don't remember. His theory is that he is committed to reversing the aging process and all but ensuring immortality by the injection of blood from younger individuals into older. Now, is he as crazy as he sounds? I mean, you were talking about injections, but I don't see how that's a good idea.
I'm probably going to say no comment. I don't have enough information on that.
Yeah, that was kind of out of left field, wasn't it? But that's the kind of, that's the kind of craziness that people are contemplating these days with the, the whole outlook that through various technology we can extend human life and well beyond its normal range. And but most of it is rooted in a lot of fantasy.
Right. You may be right about that. But do you have the questions?
Well, if I were to come in with a pain, whether it be my knee or my hip or my mm-hmm. back or whatever, how soon can I be without pain? I know it. There's a lot of variables, but give me ballparks.
It varies with individual, obviously, because, you know, everybody's got a different aging and arthritis in their joints and stuff like that. So it's an individual base. But I have to say, the folks that we've started seeing, we're totally amazed at how quickly they get some results. And I'm thinking of one gentleman that was his hip pain, and from the time that we finished the treatment of the enriched plasma, the PRP, in his hip, by the time he went from the room to the front desk, he actually felt better. Better. And the gentleman that was nice enough to do the commercial, the patient testimonial that we just started airing, the day that he came in December, we knew that he had injured his shoulder back the end of October playing senior baseball down in Florida. And he came in, and his pain was like 8, 9. I mean, it was, and he looked terrible. He looked like he hadn't slept. And so Dr. Charlene said, raise your arm. He could not raise his arm. He had to take his other arm to raise his arm. And for him, we did some trigger points in his trapezius muscle, and then we did the enriched plasma, PRP, and there was probably about 3-4 injections around the rotator cuff and down the deltoid. And so once you finish the injections, she asked him to raise his arm, and immediately he was able to raise his arm with no assistance. And I have to say, we all three kind of screamed because it was amazing that it worked that quick for this individual. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, it's probably an individual basis.
Well, a lot of people these days hear a lot about stem cells and the like, and some people poo-poo it. Some people think it's the almost as good as the second coming. But where does your group fall on this?
Well, in some cases, depending again on the individual basis, that we may use a product that's called Wharton's jelly, and it's FDA cleared labs that actually evaluate mothers before they give birth and make sure that that's a healthy mother and a healthy baby. And at the time of birth, when the baby's born, the cord blood is given to the lab, and they process it to make the products. And, you know, the labs that we use have high quality standards of quality control. So,
what does the patient get?
What does the patient get?
When the patient has the jelly put in them, what do they get?
Well, the cellular Wharton's jelly, that's live cells that's in there, they have the ability, it's what is called signaling cells, and we all have stem cells in our body, but our stem cells are our age, so we have less and less the older we get. So basically, that jelly has the ability of signaling our stem cells to do repair work. And it's amazing, the research and the reading that I've done, that the researchers are able to say that this can repair bone and this can repair cartilage. And I have to say, I can give you one example, a live example. When we were in training last year, at the Advanced Injection University, there was a gentleman there. He was probably age 60-ish or something like that, very tall gentleman, doctor. And 2 months before that, now this is his story. Every story is going to be individual, right? His story was that he had knee pain for several years. He had no cartilage in his knee. And 2 months before that, he was injected with the PRP, the Wharton's jelly. And 2 months later, we had the ultrasound unit on him. And we could actually, for his case, we could see cartilage that had grown back. And I can remember when we finished the class that day, we had the opportunity either to take the stairs or use an elevator. He said, let's take the stairs to go down to the entrance to leave that day. And at the end, he turned around and said, I couldn't have done that 2 months ago. So, again, that's an individual story. Every case is going to be different. But that was his story, and that was in real time that we actually experienced when we were in class.
So what joints does the jelly work for, and which ones it does not?
You know, we've worked with knees, hips, shoulders, and backs. And
that's the major fruit group right there.
Exactly. And, you know, in the class, you know, we were trained with, you know, from actually from head to toe and from shoulder to finger that injections could be made to try to help the pain and maybe help repair the tissue. But again, every case is individual, and, you know, but we're excited for any success that we have.
Do you have something to say?
You know, there's been, I've just been reading rather lately that one of the ways to potentially eliminate the risk of dementia is to eliminate or regulate inflammation. I find that fascinating.
Yes.
That there's a connection there. But what you're saying is that inflammation is manageable.
Yeah. Part of the process of when a patient comes in is we do have to manage the inflammation. And part of the way that we do it is using the PRP, the enriched plasma, to try to reduce as much inflammation in that joint. The other is a special nutrition that is for regenerative process that they take for 2 months, and it helps reduce that inflammation because apparently if we were to use the Wharton's jelly in a case, that apparently goes wherever inflammation is. And so in order to keep that in that joint, a better chance of keeping it in that joint is to tamp down the inflammation in the body, because most everybody has an inflammation.
Yes, some level of inflammation. That's
sure,
right. And
sure.
It's I think that we're becoming, I say we, but I guess the medical community,
yeah,
is really becoming much more aware of the many roles that inflammation plays in all kinds of health problems.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So if you can reduce inflammation, and I've found this over the years, even being a chiropractor, that if you can reduce inflammation, then you can also help reduce the pain in the mm-hmm. person, their joint, their back, their neck, and give them some relief.
In other words, it kind of acts like a steroid injection as far as reducing the inflammation.
Yes. Yes.
Which is basically what a steroid injection does.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And, you know, when the inflammation goes down, so does the pain level.
Exactly.
And it can go down
mm-hmm.
pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
These, what's the word? supplements you take, mm-hmm. they're oral, I take it.
Right. There's... basically, there's a capsule that you take, one in the morning, one in the evening, and then there's a couple of oral products that you would take that's like oil, like, but all of that together has, and that's got a little stem cell in it too, they say, mm-hmm. as part of the product, to try to help reduce the inflammation, and again, all of this is to prepare the person to have a better outcome.
So does this last for life? Or you got to get boosters?
Again, individual case. There, if somebody has, let's just say, I'll give an example. If somebody has a tremendous amount of degeneration going on in their body, they might would need a booster down the road, 6 months or a year later down the road. If you injure yourself, like anything, you know, that starts another process.
And you talked about muscle tears or ACL tears, but if there's not torn all the way through, there is a chance that this will help fix it.
It's a good possibility, but like I said, if it's completely torn, that's surgery. That's in any case, you know, that's a surgery case for sure. So, we're really excited about, you know, bringing this, to Moore County as an alternative option for folks. And, you know, like I said, we have everything under one roof that, you know, a lot of times you go to your medical doctor, you have to go to rehab over here, go to another doctor here or there. And so we can do the regenerative services, rehab, chiropractic, and bracing. And that's like putting a brace around the knee or brace around the back to try to immobilize that joint.
All right, well.
So what you're really saying is that you're going to help a lot of tormented golfers be able to continue playing golf and being tormented because they're going to feel very good. And they're going to say, I might as well go out there and chase that little white ball again.
That's right. Help them feel younger again so they can play with that white ball.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Well, let me remind everybody, we're talking with Dr. Sharon Wright, who has been on the station with Seven Lakes Chiropractor Practice. But, you know, 211 kind of making things difficult to get to Seven Lakes. So she went another route and took her talents and merged with doctors of other talents. And together they come up with a program called Pinecone Medical Services. And it's a wide range of services from ankle problem to a spine problem. And it can help relieve the pain, because the whole goal here is to stop the pain. There's nothing worse than standing up and you just scream and all the pain. And, you know, you're taking painkillers and ointments and whatnot, and this will help eliminate all of them and put you back where you're supposed to be without the degeneration of a joint. Or am I saying it right?
Say that again. Yes, degeneration of joint.
You know, the using words I can't pronounce. Deterioration of a joint.
Deterioration of a joint. Yes.
Degradation is what I was trying to say.
Okay, all right. It's to help do as much repair as it can. And I know I keep repeating that it's an individual base. And, you know, what we've seen so far to us is amazing, you know, in a short period of time since we integrated and started using this model, this integrated model with the patients in the area.
Now, you're located over there on what lane?
30 Parker Lane.
It's
right across from the fire department, and we're just the street directly across from the Pinehurst Post Office, so easy to find.
It's had to turn right into the main post office. You turn left. Mm-hmm. And it's the second building on the right, on the left-hand side.
Yeah. Yeah, we're facing the street right across from the fire department.
And you've got a website, too, which is
PineconeMedicalCenter.com.
That's it.
There you go.
PineconeMedicalCenter.com. Your phone number is 910-420-1911. That's 910-420-1911. So it doesn't cost any money to come see you and get an evaluation, right?
Right. There's no charge consultation to find out if this would be the right treatment to try to help somebody.
No.
So we do a full evaluation of the individual. And like I said, we do a team approach. You know, have a medical provider, nurse, doctor of nurse practitioner, Dr. Charlene Glass, and I, Dr. Sharon Wright, the chiropractor, and a case manager, and we go over x-rays, we talk about the case, and we decide, can we help this person? And if we can, then we figure out what that plan, the protocol should be to get to have the best outcome from that individual.
Okay. So you might as well take care of the, take advantage of the free consultation, because that way it can get explained in precision to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what it would entail for you, because what will be your situation will be different from, say, my situation or the doctor's situation. The treatment might not be exactly the same, but variables of that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All I'm going to say is, you know, the more we get involved with this enriched plasma, PRP is what some people, they hear. There's other services that you can use that for that can help people in a natural way.
Talking topical?
Topical. Yeah. So I would say late April or April, we're going to have some special services that we're going to start to offer along with the joint pain issues is vampire facials. That they use in rich plasma to do a facial, all natural. So you don't have to do Botox and things like that. And some other services I won't talk about. Maybe at a later date I can come back and talk about those. But
a vampire facial.
Yeah.
That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty amazing. it's amazing what you can do, you know, with your own your own
body.
Plasma,
yeah.
to heal itself and make it look younger.
Well, I'm all for trying to look younger, because nothing makes me more angry than when I'm standing at the self-checkout at Harris Teeter and the kid comes by and automatically gives me the senior discount. Drives me nuts.
I know.
You can have a kid at the dog park that came up to me the other day and says, "Are you old?"
Get off my lawn.
Or I hear ma'am.
Who are these parents?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Doc.
Thank you for having me here.
All right, and of course, if you need more information, go to PinecombMedicalCenter.com. That's PinecombMedicalCenter.com. And for the rest of you, so it goes for this Friday and this week, have yourself a great, safe weekend. We'll see you back bright and early on Monday for a mundane Monday. Until then, support our local merchants, because they're the core of our economic life here. And if you'd like to find out how you can put customers in your door, well, I guarantee you we can do it. No, that is a guarantee. So give us a call and find out how. All right, that's it for me, the leader man, and Nick and Colt the dog. We'll all see you this afternoon at the dog park.
When I come back, you'd better.